Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, April 23rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. An Arabic scripture distribution in Iraq moves ahead. We get an update in the case of two slain missionaries to Uganda, and believers respond when a tornado hits Bangladesh. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, attempts to fracture the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq have led to insurgents targeting foreigners, including aid workers and missionaries. World Bible Translation Center's Roger Massey explains that's why they have to work with the indigenous church. Although risky, Massey confirms plans to assist a scripture distribution in the region.
I'm not able to divulge names of ministries that we're working with, just kind of for their own security reasons, but we're starting off by sending several thousand of our contemporary Arabic New Testaments in with a couple of different ministries that are involved in two different kinds of evangelism in Iraq, and this should have already begun entering the country.
Massey urges prayer for safety and open hearts.
When ministries are establishing very good and healthy working relationships with community leaders, the Iraqis themselves vouch for and cover workers that are there. The more dug in they get, they find that that's where their security is coming from.
Next, Ugandan police have arrested five more people in connection with the March 18th murders of two Africa Inland Mission workers. That brings to 12 the number held in connection with Warren and Donna Pett's deaths. At this point, police think the incident stems from a group of local people who resented a church outreach project on their land. The college compound where the Pets worked was located near Yumba in northwestern Uganda, an area that's 90% Muslim. You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of people are suffering from HIV/AIDS around the world. The problem is especially problematic on the African continent, where 10 people are infected by the virus every minute. That's why the work of Food for the Hungry is so important. FHI's Steve Langa is working with young people in Uganda.
Most of the programs that are available just deal with the symptoms, but we deal with what I call behavior change. We don't just provide, you know, the food or the clothing, but we have a comprehensive, holistic approach where we take care of their spiritual welfare as well.
Langa says their work has had a huge impact, but it's been limited by finances.
Our work goes only in about five districts. Uganda has 56 districts. So the demand for our work is immense. We can still do a lot more, you know, if we had the capability.
Pray that funding will become available so they can save lives physically and spiritually. Meanwhile, revival and spiritual renewal was the focus of Heart Cry for Revival, a conference for pastors in the United States. It was coordinated by Life Action Revival Ministries. One of the speakers was Dr. Henry Blackaby, the author of Experiencing God. He says true revival isn't taking place in the United States, which is hindering evangelism.
The evangelism we've been doing so far has been real, but it certainly has not been adequate. And revival always releases a magnitude of the presence of God that can turn a nation around.
Can that happen without prayer? Blackaby doesn't think so.
Because it changes us in the direction of what God wants to go. And when we do that, then God has a person or a group through which he can now work mightily in revival. So prayer is vital, but it needs to be specific.
Blackaby was one of just 9 people who spoke at the event. And finally, it was a horrific start to the Bengali New Year as a tornado ripped through northern Bangladesh last week. The storm devastated 15 villages. World Vision shared the love of Christ by responding and distributing food and non-food items to some 415 families that were affected. A rehabilitation program is now being developed to follow up on relief efforts to help the people who lost buildings as well as livestock and crops. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at our website, missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Peter Brooks.